This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week, week of March 30th to April the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He'll go through the charts, the numbers, one by one we go through. Yeah, I was thinking to myself as I came into the studio, it seems like 5 minutes ago when we did last week's countdown, the time is going so quickly and things are changing so rapidly. So I would like you to get started by giving us an overview of the people list, the stories list, and then we'll take it apart a little bit here, a little bit there. How about that?
Yeah, maybe on the list we should put the concept of time itself, because on one level everything seems to be going quickly, and other levels it seems like forever ago that things happened. So I think the one thing I can draw from this is that we're having an issue dealing with time. Being locked up in our homes,
yeah.
our routines are off, our body clocks are off. The more things that take place, the more that distorts our view of time. I think we're all having an issue with time. Have you found yourself saying, was that yesterday or the day before?
Yeah. I find that often in my life, but I think it's been more prominently in my mind since I got back from California, actually. Michael, and how I've actually been feeling physically and mentally, emotionally. There are a lot of people who are very depressed because of what you just said, being at home, being cooped up, not able to have the freedom that we are so used to, that we count on, and in fact we think we're entitled, and we are, but yet we aren't. In a sense,
the universe doesn't owe us a living. You know,
this is nothing.
This is a stark reminder of just how fragile our institutions, our norms, our comfort happens to be. Yeah, I would say you're right that there is a growing level of depression, sadness, melancholy, and worry. And a lot of people who are prone to anxiety are off the charts with their anxiety. I'd just like to take this moment for anybody listening. Don't let your demons take control of your mind. Mm-hmm. Fight them off. This is serious. Just don't. You know, the old thing, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yep.
Don't succumb to it, folks. Don't succumb to it. Keep a sense of humor. Be optimistic. We're going to get through this. But yeah, it is getting tough. All right, let's go through this. Number 10, we have
fear. Fear, in my mind, false expectations appearing real. That's what fear is.
Yeah,
taking it apart.
That.
Worry is a prayer for that which you don't want to have happen, all that stuff. And unfortunately, I think some of our colleagues in the news media are attending well to this and creating a lot of it that ought not to be. Back in the time when there wasn't as much connection, if you will, there wasn't as much exposure to information or whatever you want to call it, people didn't have the anxieties that they do today. So what you just said is very well put. Excuse me. Anyway, you want to go through the list?
Yeah, let's do it. At number 10, we have technology and privacy. And at number 9, we have scams and fraud.
Wow.
At number 8, we have...
The scams are something else, man.
Don't click on anything.
Nothing. Right.
Because some of it is so innocent looking. Some of it is so real looking.
Your money, your extension, your credit card company has approved an extension. You now have $10,000 of credit. Click here. Yeah, goodbye.
Don't be stupid. I'm telling you, it's really. I am not a person who likes to use the word hate.
No,
but I have to tell you something, Doug. I hate these people.
We're not even
these
humans.
People.
It's
absolutely,
subhuman.
They really are.
Mm. How do you live with yourself? Most of them are coming from China or Asia or Russia or the former East Bloc countries. That's where most of it's coming from.
Well, not to blame the people of those lands.
No, we're not blaming people, but we're the people that allow this to happen are encouraged. The governments, in the case of Russia and China, certainly are encouraging this kind of stuff.
Russia and China, boy, we... Whoa. And that brings us to number eight, U.S.-China relations. China is playing a big role in this. I don't care how politically correct you want to be. All I could say is please, folks, know the difference between the communist government, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Chinese people, especially Chinese American people. It is just wrong to target them.
Well, it just brings up the level of ignorance that people have and what they believe in and their fear-based thinking. That kind of stuff. It's not arrogant to say that. It is. I can hear somebody down in Mississippi saying, "You arrogant Easterners, you all think alike." No, that's not. Well, we could say that you stupid Mississippians all think alike. That's not true either. But, you know, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and the place for it is long gone. Anyway, excuse me.
Number seven, celebrities with COVID-19. I think that certainly... The fact that Chris Cuomo came down with it, one of the major voices that people see, is remarkable. And he's the brother of the governor of New York, and Cuomo is all over the news. At number six, education and kids in lockdown. At number five, personal relationships. Ooh, is that big. At number four, politics and the presidential race. Number three, markets, the economy, and the relief package. Number two, the healthcare system, which is now, you know, it's shaking to its core. And at number one, statistics and projections. Back to what you said before, we're talking about numbers. We're talking about, you know, every day, numbers. Where is it going? And that's the primary issue being talked about in the national conversation. Makes you long for the days of immigration reform, climate
change,
race relations, gun control, you know. I mean, look at how everything has changed.
I made a pledge with my colleagues on the DJV show today. This program is put together at the end of the week for the weekend, and I said that we're not going to be all coronavirus all the time starting next week, because there are other things going on in the world. If we have something new to add, some new hope, something that needs to be discussed, but to keep going over, I noticed in a survey, as you were just, your number one story this week are the stats, and that's what people want. They seem to want to have more info about cases in their local area. What does that do to move things forward? It's a curiosity, but how does that help you in your fight to stay healthy and your family to stay well? I don't get necessarily. I guess the two don't necessarily have to go together, but I don't see why.
Well, I mean, obviously, if there are 30 cases in your small town as opposed to no cases, you take that in consideration when you go to the supermarket as to whether you're going to wear a mask, how often you're going to.
Do you have a mask? Have you got a mask? You have a mask?
I have masks, but I have not worn a mask yet. But I have to tell you something. I have not gone anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I have not. I have, in the last 2 weeks, I have been out of my home maybe a total of an hour and a half. I'm going days. Now, that's not meaning I'm sitting around watching Netflix. I'm one of the most wired people.
You have to be in order to do what you do.
I'm working day and night. Right. Yeah. I just happen to have a fully set radio studio and a fully equipped office in my home. I have for years, as a matter of fact.
Me too. Everybody, you and I are both the same.
Everybody at Talkers. Everybody at Talkers has a full system working at home. There is no going to the office anymore for us because of this, and also because we were ahead of the curve.
Do you suppose that's going to do? That's a great entree into one of the things. Before we get to the people, is just to have your experience here. I've been working, as you know, out of my home for almost 30 years doing this program from wherever I'm located, and I can run my other business. I can run the farm to a point, but I had to be on the farm to do that. But in terms of the radio business, all the business I do is with people. I'm certainly not going to go across the street and get an order for a spot sale. So,
well, yeah. in the old days, anything in the advertising business, which is what we are in, we're an extension of the advertising. You had to be in Hollywood, you had to be in New York, you had to be in Manhattan, you had to be in Chicago. It was very important to be located in a hub where other people in that business were. That's how Nashville became the country music capital, and Hollywood became the entertainment capital. Businesses tend to cluster in areas where they can do business to business relationships on an eyeball to eyeball level. That's not necessary anymore. And that is a major change in the paradigm. I was aware of this years ago. When I first was in the radio and trade publishing business, we had to be either in New York or L.A. You couldn't do it otherwise. Otherwise, you were a second-rate player. But not anymore. As a matter of fact, it is a handicap to be in a major urban center, both in terms of cost and in terms of hassle and in terms of times that you waste. Who needs to go out for a two-hour lunch every day with somebody just because you're in the same neighborhood? You could have a quick, you know, encounter on Zoom.
You eat on the fly. Grab a sandwich while you're talking to a fly, that sort of thing. Right.
Do you want to do the people or you want to wait?
We have to pause here for a moment or two. We'll get to the people list, but we're involved up to our Mickeys here in these stories and the situation as we need to tell the stories that are behind them. Michael has got the exposure to all the talk radio programs and hosts and stuff around the country. That's why these are great anecdotal stories. Speaking of anecdotes, all the doctors that I've talked to on the air this week have said pretty much the same thing, that fitness is the key to your being able to get through this, the underlying causes that require hospitalization mostly have to do with weight. And if you have a long-term weight loss program or you've been successful in cutting down or cutting back on what you're eating, I suppose that this is one of the things that leads us around to giving you a hopeful hint, and that is to use Calitrin, which is the natural weight loss formula that's taken the nation by storm. Use the discount code DJV for that deal and to save on the shipping as well. Lose the weight. Stay healthy. Get yourself in tip-top condition so you don't have to worry about getting the virus. Toploss.com to lose the weight. To save the money, use the discount code DJV.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on with our Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Again, last week of March, first part of April. Under scrutiny are the stories that are created out of our conversations, and Talkers is right there listening and monitoring and putting this list together. Also, the people list, the top 10. We have not gone through that yet with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So let's do that now, Michael, shall we?
All right. We have, and this is, you know, so many people are being talked about. This is just a stab in the dark based on good information, but it's very fluid. At number 10, we have Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. That relates to the oil war. Yeah, lovely. I don't know if there's honor among thieves. You know,
who cuts whose throat first?
Yeah, I don't know what else. I'm laughing at the image of it. But then we have at number 9 Prince Charles, Boris Johnson, and I would add to that Chris Cuomo. It's not on our official list, but I would put it there because of his high visibility. You know, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Channel. These have become the town halls of information. And Chris Cuomo, now operating from home, he lost 13 pounds in a few days. And being the brother of Cuomo, of Andrew Cuomo, the Cuomo brothers have become somewhat of an attraction, if you will, in this whole circus.
At number 8, think they look like, and actually, you remember Mario Cuomo. You probably...
We knew Mario Cuomo.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You and I met him, worked with him.
I think it's amazing how much... Remember, this is an aside, when I was working at WMCA in New York, the first interview I ever did was with him. The first day I was on the air, I had two interviews. Cuomo was one, and Captain Kangaroo was the other.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but he was very shattered. But he was very, Mario Cuomo was very matter of fact. And it was almost disarming because he was, I thought, anyway. And his kids seemed to be the same. I think Andrew does, anyway. Yeah.
I think Andrew's obviously, although things change, but I think Andrew Cuomo is heading for big stuff.
I
think he's on his way. Yeah. And one of the key talking points on radio has been the buzz among Democrats that he should replace Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's probably not going to happen.
No.
But he's definitely... a major, major figure right now and very popular based on this situation. Sort of like how Giuliani rose to tremendous popularity as a result of 9/11. These type of events change careers.
Make careers. Yep.
Yeah. They make and they destroy them. It goes both ways. All right. Number eight is Xi Jinping. At number seven, Joe.
Destruction. How do we handle that with him?
Well,
how do we get rid of him?
Well, the problem is, if I can go one inch deeper, the problem is that his prime competitor, if you will, his rival for power in the Chinese Communist Party is worse than he is.
He's the moderate.
He's the moderate. Be careful what you wish for. At number seven, we have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Poor Bernie. At number six, Gretchen Whitmer.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
He's
poor
finding Joe. Too many microphones around. Trump's got all the mics.
And Joe's appearances from his little den or basement.
Been stellar.
No, it's not. It's not a good thing. But again, I'm saying it doesn't make any difference. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and we still don't know. Number six, Gretchen Whitmer, Ron DeSantis at five, Andrew Cuomo at four, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at three, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx at two, and Donald Trump at one. Just to get it in before the break, those are the most talked about people.
Almost seems, in a manner of speaking, that Pelosi and McConnell are irrelevant at the moment to the conversation, to the outward conversation, it seems. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back, as we are approaching the bottom of the hour here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is praising the workers on the front lines fighting the coronavirus.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support.
He also said they're working on medications.
We have purchased and we have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine. 29 million. A lot of drugstores have them by prescription, and also we're sending them to various labs. Our military, we're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over. I just think it's something, you know, the expression, I've used it for certain reasons. What do you have to lose?
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 30th to the 3rd of April. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the lists, a couple of things that jump out when it comes to the discussion of, for example, the economy, number three, the car business. Automakers have a real problem on their hands. The guy that I have on my Monday through Friday program, Nick Miles, from AutoExpert.com, says that this has not happened before since the automobile industry became one of the paramount industries in our country. There hasn't been this kind, even after September 11th and after the crash of 2008-2009, he said business was off maybe 25-30%, but now it's down 50%. And Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Mercedes, General Motors, Ford, all reporting the same kind of significant off. And it's interesting because there still are a lot of ads on TV and radio. Go buy a car. You don't have to pay for it for 6 months, that kind of stuff. So it's really interesting. And it's a bellwether of what else is going on, I guess, Michael. You go across the country, except I think kudos go to GM, Ford, Lamborghini, Chrysler. They're all making medical supplies. Those are the companies that are helping, and they're donating a lot of the proceeds of what they're being paid to, like Chrysler's giving money to feeding children, donation to No Kid Goes Hungry, and all that kind of stuff. So they're being good citizens. Do you think that's happening with, I guess the president had a number of corporate leaders at the White House this past week. Among them was the guy that runs MyPillow, talking about what he's doing with his plant. So maybe we've got a lot of good turns being turned here, don't you think?
Oh, I guess so. I mean, yeah, I hope so. But it's not good. Businesses
are good.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you said 50%. I don't know. How can anybody buy a car? What are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to go to a showroom and go for a test drive with
Well,
somebody?
They tout to be able to buy them online. They'll deliver them to your house, stuff like that. But unless you need one, that takes the fun out of buying the car. If you don't,
it takes also some of the decision making that goes into it. You know, although I'll tell you something, everything is moving forward into the future. Perhaps the day will come when cars will be bought online. I mean, we have a trend heading to that. Exactly. We have trends going toward that anyway. I find most people feel that buying a car in the old method is a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah. The old classic car salesman in a plaid suit.
Well, you know, what do you offer for it? Well, all right, let me go back. And there's always a mysterious guy in the back that doesn't come out. And they always win the argument. They always get you.
Right. Yeah.
It's very hard to win in that situation. Mm-hmm. Car buying has always been a treacherous endeavor. But how about real estate? You want to go look in somebody's house? You want to go ride around with a realtor? I'll show you five houses this afternoon. You don't buy a house online, although you do. You do take hotels and Airbnbs and things of that nature online. You know, there was once a time when if a person came to a hotel, they would show you a choice of different rooms, and then you would decide whether you wanted it or not.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you remember that from your childhood.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Now here's your key. Yep. You don't know what you got until you get there.
No.
You know?
No. So that's a really interesting reflection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a story that I think defines government and leadership in a way that no other story this week, at least for me, and I'll ask for your opinion certainly, that's why I'm bringing it to you, the story of the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, an aircraft carrier that has just come into port. He was relieved of his duties after he sent a letter to the Pentagon begging for help because hundreds of sailors on his ship have the COVID virus. I mean, side question, how do they get it? Because they've been out at sea. But the rest of it is this guy trying to be a leader, highly thought of by those who are serving presently and have served with him, and yet the brass at the Pentagon yank him.
That's because he rocked the boat.
Yeah, literally.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He rocked the boat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You know, big organizations operate primarily for their own benefit, for their own continuation. And if it's not part of the plan, part of the party line, the truth is not what they seek. And then all of a sudden the party line changes and what was false yesterday is true today. That's one of the pitfalls of corporate thinking and big organizational thinking, whether it's military, whether it's private industry, whether it's big-time religion. I mean, come on. You know, you can't go say, hey, but we have a problem here. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, you can if you're in the Army or the Navy, you know, or in some regimented circumstance. You're being unfaithful to leadership, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of that, Anthony, here's one. The name that, for me, is blowing up in terms of recognition. This guy's been around forever, but who remembers that he's been around forever? Now he's everywhere. He's number two on the list, the people list this week, just behind the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that the U.S. should be under lockdown. What does that mean? What does that mean? You're locked in? Somebody's going to put a chain on your door so you can't leave the house? Stay at home is something that's been the mantra. But can you force people to do that.
Well, this is where we're getting into the area of civil liberties, and this is where we're getting into the area that's very scary about the ramifications of this and the loss of liberty. It shows you how quickly some outside element could enter the scenario and immediately take away all our freedoms. And they're hard to get back. And the idea of the government having such control over people as to locking you up in your own house, that's a scary reality. And some people feel they'd rather face the danger of a flu, a disease, a coronavirus, than face. Well, I'm talking about the issue as opposed to what I would do, because until facing it, I don't know what I would do. You know, you're going to jump out of a burning building so you don't burn to death, or would you rather die hitting the concrete? I mean, it's called a rock and a hard place, and that's where we are right now. We're between a rock and a hard place, because I got to tell you, when this thing is said and done, and you always hear people, we're never going to be the same. Well, we're never going to be the same is kind of a scary concept. How are we going to be? And what will the nature of the individual to the government, to the private sector and the state, what will that relationship be after this is over? This would be a hell of a way, and I'm not saying I believe this, I'm just talking theoretically, because we're all adults here, I hope. This would be a hell of a way to take control over people's lives by having...
martial law.
Martial law, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so as people hope for strong government leadership and strong government in this situation, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. Mm-hmm. And strong government, there's a downside to it. This is complicated stuff, and I'm not advocating anything. I'm simply putting on the table the different issues that we have to deal with theoretically if we want to understand the scope of this intelligently.
One of the other things that people are wondering this week, out loud, is why it had so many, this circumstance found so many states so unprepared with the number of things that they have in terms of even simple stuff like masks. There should be, we have this FEMA organization, so why haven't they advised everybody, is the question, to be prepared for almost anything? That's their job, so why aren't there masks around? Why aren't there ventilators around? Those questions have been asked. And in some cases, it does tend to, if you want to point fingers at local leadership, states that said they didn't want them or they didn't need them, or, you know, it's not a lot of inspired leadership seems to have gone away.
Well, I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20 vision.
Yep.
You could say is, why are you wasting money on some hypothetical fear that we're going to have a pandemic and spend all that money on ventilators on things? We don't have that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you know, it's like sports. You cannot totally defend the field. Sports is that way. It's designed, a good game is designed that neither team has enough personnel and enough resources to completely have an offense and completely have a defense. If you want to defend against one player, you're going to open up another one. That's the whole nature of chess. That's the whole nature of reality. So when you're running a country, you have to allocate resources to where you think they will be needed and assess what the potentiality
is. Judgment call.
Exactly. So, you know, we should have been ready. What if a comet suddenly plows into the earth and we have our whole society is disheveled? Why weren't we more prepared for that? But if somebody says we've got to allocate millions of dollars to protect us from a comet, which is a possibility, people go, yeah. And what are the chances? 1 in 100,000, and we're going to be taxed on that and spend money? So a lot of these arguments are really...
Well, that's the argument going back to Bush, the son, used to cut back at NASA and the programs, the space programs. Oh, what do we need all that stuff for? We're not going into outer space. Yeah,
The point is, we can't do everything. We can't cover, if it were football, we can't cover everybody on the field. You have to, you always have weak spots. That's the nature of the game.
Yes.
And am I right? I
mean, yes, you are.
So.
Yep, you are. MyPillow changed their production line. I was talking about Mike Lindell being at the White House this week with the president and a number of other leaders from industry. They changed what's going on at their factories, and that's what's being done at MyPillow. They're providing masks now. It's all they're making until there are enough for hospitals all around the country and perhaps around the world. They're going to continue on that vogue. But they have the pillow. They've got a big warehouse and a lot of pillows. And what Mike Lindell has decided is he wants to help people through this time. We all know how important it is to stay clean and healthy. That is, wash your sheets, wash the things in the bathroom, wash everything, keep it clean. Do you have a pillow that you can wash and dry? If you don't have a MyPillow, you don't have a pillow you can wash and dry. So right now, Mike Lindell is making it very easy. Go to MyPillow.com. Let's get on it. Let's work to keep your home and your family clean and safe. Get the only pillow you can wash and dry, the MyPillows, at MyPillow.com. Save up to 66%. Use the code DJV when you're shopping online at MyPillow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
You know, we talked about political leadership here and government leadership. Here are these 1,000-bed hospitals, these Navy ships that are both in port in New York and Los Angeles. And so far, only 2% of the hospitals have been used because of Navy guidelines and regulations that don't allow certain people to get on the ship. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home there? Good God. What in the world?
I know. When this is all said and done, there's going to be a heck of a post-mortem on this in terms of who's to blame, what did we do wrong. A lot of stuff is going to be exposed in the investigation.
What hope can you leave? As we finish our conversation, we need hope. What hope do you want to leave and impart with people as we finish our conversation?
We're going to get through this. What else could I say? We're going to get through this. The human spirit will prevail, and ultimately this will bring out the best in us, not the worst in us. It's going to expose where we're weak and where we're strong, and in the end we'll be better off for it, but it's going to be a rough ride until we get to that point. Chin up and let's go get them, you know?
Yep. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five items this week as deemed by Victoria Keelan, who's our conventional tech wizard or expert or certainly researcher. Top five items from the world of technology that most of us can identify with. This isn't how to build a computer stuff. This is how to use the stuff, the technology that's around. And I see that Instagram, number five, and how they're helping local restaurants is a great focus to begin with, Victoria.
Yep, Instagram's co-founder, Mike Krieger, he's working on a new project. It's called Save Our Faves, and it's a website that gives the Bay Area a one-stop shopping platform where they can purchase gift cards to give a boost to the restaurants that are local, who are, we know restaurants are struggling really badly right now during this crisis. And he said, "Your favorite Bay Area restaurant might close forever. Help save it." It's a seemingly small gesture, but it means that the business gets income today to stay afloat through the crisis. So hundreds of restaurants are now listed on SaveOurFaves.org, and more are being added every day. It's arranged geographically by that region. I also think that once this gets up and rolling in the next few weeks, I think we're going to see Mike Krieger roll Save Our Faves out into different parts of the country. This, obviously, nationally, we all have our favorite local mom-and-pop restaurants, and they really, really need our help. And so on Save Our Faves, you can go on. It's basically a business directory, and you can buy a gift card for any amount from $5 up to $500. $500, and you can keep it for yourself or you can give it as a gift, but it certainly helps put some cash into the bank accounts of these restaurants who still have to pay rent and loan repayments and insurance and supplies and things like that. So it's a great thing that he started.
Number four is an app that lets you send pizza to people who are helping on the front lines.
Yep, this is another great story that came out this week. The pizza delivery app is called Slice, and they've partnered to in this new group called Pizza Versus Pandemic. It allows citizens to feed the frontline workers who are putting themselves at risk every day, doctors, nurses, health administrators, everyone working in the hospitals. And so essentially 2,700 pizza places are now signed up across the country, and so you can go on to the, if you have a local medical facility that you want to send pizza to, you can, or if you just want to make a donation, then Slice will use that money and goes into a fund, and then they will send pizzas out to hospitals. So in New York right now, it's been great because not only does it help the frontline workers, but it also helps pizzerias stay in business. And they've been sending 20 to 50 pizzas at a time in New York to different hospitals. So yeah, it's really great. And so that's on the Slice app. And if you go on there, you can find Pizza Versus Pandemic.
Number three on our list of the top five tech stories has to do with the Real ID, which is supposed to take place. Everybody's supposed to have it by the 1st of October. That's been changed, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week, obviously, you know, as President Trump said, no one wants everybody running to the DMV right now to try to, or even in the next few months.
The DMV's open?
Not right now, no. But when they do open up, you know, they don't want this to be a mad dash to the DMV with large crowds of people. So the Real ID deadline has been pushed back by 1 year. So October 1st of 2021 is when you will need a Real ID to fly. And so that's domestic. Obviously, internationally, you still need your passport. If you fly domestic and you don't have a Real ID, then you're going to also need your passport for that, because this is a next level of identification and security. And this actually stems from the 9/11 Commission. That's how long it's taken to 20 years it's taken to get the Real ID going.
But hopefully, it won't take that long to get your checks from the government.
Yeah.
They roll this stuff out. Number two, the government using mobile ad location data to study the virus. This looks interesting.
Yeah. Kind of taking a page from some other countries, less invasively, though. The U.S. government is now using cell phone location data from the mobile ad industry to figure out where the clusters of coronavirus are. Essentially, what they did already, they discovered large numbers of people gathering in New York City in a park. They notified local officials. Cops show up. They bust up the group. And so that's kind of the way that we're going to be going. And I think that we'll see more of this focused data recovery as we move forward with this.
Number one this week, Girl Scout cookies!
This is the best news of the week. We have to end on a high note. For the first time in the history of the organization, Girl Scout cookies are available for sale online. So all you need to do, I bought my fair share. All you need to do is go to the Girl Scout cookies, girlscouts.org, and then you can order your cookies right from there. So that's the best news of the week by far.
That is. Those are the top five tech stories applying to all of us here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeman at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.